Switching gear. Switching down with you. We left off on Nalim and Aleph. I was trying to analyze the Mishnah, all the different opinions in the Mishnah, and landed them all like this Rabbi Rav. Just to recap for a moment. The Mishnah tells us that the get is the get that originates in Chutz Loretz. So the Shliach must recite the Fanenechtam, testify that the get was written in his presence. What is the reason for that? The Rabbah said, because we are concerned lest the get wasn't written in the Shema, that in Chutz Loretz apparently were not as proficient as they should have been. And therefore, we want to ascertain that the get was written in the Shema. According to the Rabbah, that's not the reason. According to the Rabbah, we're not concerned about them. But the din, what we're concerned about is that if the husband at a later point questions the get, the only way to verify if the get was authentic is what we call kiyum shtaros, to identify the witnesses who are signed on the bottom. Problem was that a get that's coming from so far away, no one's going to recognize the signatures. How in the world am I going to know whose signatures these are? They come from thousands of miles away. And therefore, Chazal were concerned, and they built in a safety net into the get that insisted that the shaliach in effect would mekayim the get beforehand, by saying b'fai nechem, b'fai nechem. So the Gemara explains a little bit later on as to why that concern was much more realistic from Chutzlar to Adam's parents. It's true, we'll see as we go on. So the Gemara is now going to take this machlokes, Rab and Rabba, and try to understand every single line, every single Tana in the Mishnah. So it gets a little bit of a technical shakmatari today. But again, the idea, the goal, the next sugya, is just to be able to understand shot in the Mishnah, the Tanaim, according to both understandings. So we left off really at the very beginning of that Shachmat Tahrir last week. So let's pick it up from Rav Matarit V'Tameh. It's on Dalam and Aleph. It's about 12 or so lines up from the bottom. The first word line is, was Nami. So the end of the line, Rav Matarit V'Tameh. Rav is going to explain the entire Mishnah according to his understanding. Everybody is concerned only with this issue of you're not going to have Adam to testify that the signatures are authentic. The Tana Kamasova, the first Tana was of the opinion, Hani came in the Smuchos Meshke Shchichi. Remember from last week, Tana Kama was of the opinion that cities that are very, very close to Eretz Yisrael, even though they're not quite within the borders of Eretz Yisrael, but that's okay. This has nothing to do with Trumas and Maximus. This has to do with, are people going to be able to identify the signatures? If the get is coming from the other end of the world, that's going to be a concern. The get is coming from a mile down, even though it's technically halachically chutz laretz, Tanakama looked the other way. They said that that's meshke shchichi, that's people traveling close enough to Eretz Yisrael, nothing to worry about. But also, Rav Gamliel, the name Rav Gamliel, added on and said, no, move lo shchichi, smuchas lo shchichi. If it's close in the sense that it's within the quote-unquote border that we spoke about last week, that most of the time a border doesn't go as a straight line. So it jazz goes in, zigzags in and out. So if it's within those areas that are what we call muvlos, they're swallowed up by the tchum, even though technically speaking they're outside of Eretz Yisrael, so then we could be a little bit more lenient, and there's nothing to worry about. But if it's just smuchos, but if it's just because it's close to Eretz Yisrael, that's not enough. And therefore, we have to be concerned. But also, Rabbi Eliezer the Meimah, and Rabbi Eliezer says, no, across the board, Mavulos Nami Lo Shalot Tacham Yisrael. But Rabbi Eliezer says, Tachlis, is it Eretz Yisrael or Eretz Yisrael? I don't want to hear stories. It's within the border, outside the border, 2 feet away, 100 feet away. Tachlis, bottom line. We have to make it the Goddess of Chomim for the low plum. Eretz Yisrael, no, Chutz Loretz, yes, and therefore, it's Chutz Loretz, that the game is over. So bottom line is, Rabbi has explained to us that all the different nuances of the Tanaim and Mishnah can all be understood within the concern of Kiyum Shtaros. So now the Gemara continues to analyze the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, fifth line from the bottom, conclude that the only time that Farinechta has to be said, if the get is coming from Chutz Laretz, or if it's going to Chutz Laretz. This is the first time that we've seen that a get that's originating in Eretz Yisrael is also potentially problematic. For the fact that the Chacham in the later opinion in the Mishnah went out of their way to say that even if you're going from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz requires a Farin Echta, it's clear that the first Tana didn't hold that way. So now we have a whole new Machlekes. We have another issue as to... We have another issue. What's the halacha? A get that does not come from Chutz Laretz. A get that is going to Chutz Laretz. A get started out in Yerushalayim. But now it's been read in French. So what's the status of such a get? So Machlek is a tonight. What's the issue? My love, how come it's, what are they arguing about? The Marsava, Mishemikim, Mishma. So the first opinion that says there is no need to say before Necha, before Nechem, if the get comes from Eretz Yisrael. End of discussion. Doesn't matter where this get is going to. Eretz Yisrael or originating Gittin do not require the Farin Echta. Why is that? Very simple. If you hold like Rabbah, that the whole reason is because of the Shema, the Vahani at the top of Dan Rabbeh is Gemini. Eretz Yisrael, they knew the Dittim. Bottom line, I don't care how far the get is traveling. If the get is coming from Eretz Yisrael, there's nothing to worry about. So why does the second Tana, why did the Chacham in the Mishnah insist on the Farin Echta even coming from Eretz Yisrael? Umar Samshishin Lefish Ein Eidim Etzu Mekayimo. Hani Namo Lo Shrichi. Obviously, the second Tana is much more in sync with Rav's concern that we're afraid that people won't be able to recognize witnesses. And at this stage, at least the Gemara thinks, that concern goes both ways. That concern goes both from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz and vice versa. So we're pretty comfortable with assuming that this machlokes Rav and Rava that we thought was a machlokes Amoraim is actually alluded to, is hinted to in the Mishnah itself. So the Gemara says, no, not necessarily the case. Rav mitar tzatameh, the Rav mitar tzatameh. Rabbah will explain the entire Mishnah following his line of reasoning. Rabbah is not going to concede to Rav at all. And similarly, Rabbah is not going to concede to Rabbah. So whereas the Gemara thought that the Machlokes Rabbah and Rabbah was a Machlokes HaTanayim, neither Rabbah or Rabbah agrees to that. Rabbah says, I'm right according to everybody. And Rabbah says, I'm right according to everybody. How is that? So the third line, the Gemara says, Rabbah Matar Tzatamim. Rabbah learns Pshat in the Mishnah entirely following his reasoning. The Kulei Alma, everybody's opinion is that Fisha ain't the Kiyam Lishma. The real reason for reciting for Nechtam, according to Rabbi, is one reason and one reason alone, because of a lack of Lishma. And therefore, there is no reason to recite the for Nechtam on a get that's coming from Eretz Yisrael. So, why do some of the Tanaim say there is? There was a second Gezeira, there was a decree, it was added on and said, if we're going to let Gittin coming from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz get away without the Farin Echtav, next thing that's going to happen is that the other way around is also going to, they're going to forget to say the Farin Echtav. So there is really almost a two-stage takana, according to Rava. The original takana, the real concern was with Gittin that are coming from Chutz Laretz because of the lack of Lishma. But then they realized that we're going to be machmir one way, and the other way it's going to lead to confusion. We're machmir both ways. So we're going to insist on Befarin Nechtav, even from Gittin originating from Eretz Yisrael, even though intrinsically there's really no reason for that. And that was good for the point that the other Tanaim disagreed. So the Tanakama saw about Logos Vina Molochatu maybe. The first Tana in our Mishnah did not subscribe to that second level Gezerah. Rabbanah Basroi and the Lady Rabbanah, the Chacham and Mishnah Savri, because Vina Molochatu maybe, they did make the Gezerah. So according to Rabbah, everybody agrees the baseline is Befarin Nechtav is a chutzor to continue. It makes really no sense for a get originating from Eretz Yisrael unless you're concerned with that confusion of both ways. Some Tanaim did subscribe to that concern and others did not. Rava says that your entire presentation of the Mishnah is not correct, that this is the correct way. Everybody agrees that Kuliyama of the Mishnah ain't aided between the title. Everybody agrees that the basic reason for Befarin Nechtav has nothing to do with Lishma. The basic reason is ain't edim mitzvah lekaimo. So what's the shaila? So how come some Tanaim are saying that you do say it in Eretz Yisrael, and some say you don't say it in Eretz Yisrael? Says Rava, no. There were no two Tanaim. You misread the Mishnah. The Rabbanan Basrael Furushe Taima Tadakam Ludiasu. That when the later Tanaim said you have to say it in both directions, they weren't presenting a machlokes. They were just reinterpreting, they were just clarifying what the first Tana said. But of course you have to say it in both directions. And the concern is ain't Adrian Sigma Kaimo, that works in both ways. So the bottom line is that the Mishnah that records this potential issue about saying before Nechav in both directions, Rabbah is fine with the Mishnah, Rav is fine with the Mishnah, everybody can explain to me, whatever your sheet is about this Takana, the Mishnah can be understood in both ways. So the Gemara is relentless. The Gemara goes on and says, well, let's be Medayik in the next part of the Mishnah, tonight. We learn from the Mishnah. A navy get the Medina, le Medina, the Medina Sayam. If a person brings a get from one Medina to another Medina, within Medina Sayam. So this is not the image of bringing a get from far-flung overseas, you know, traveling thousands of miles. It's going from one location to another location. How exactly you draw the line? What's called the Medina? You must talk a little bit later on about if it's under two different jurisdictions, different governments. That's going to become a little bit questionable where we draw the line in terms of Medinos, this man has that. But the Mishnah begins with Tanan. Maybe you get Medina, 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 Sayam. Tzarech lo b'fai nechel, fai nechel. Haba osa Medina, Medina, Sayam. Lo tzarech. The implication of the Mishnah is as long as you're within one basic jurisdiction, within one basic location, then there's no need to say b'fai nechel, fai nechel. Why should that be? This get is a chutzlar, it's the get. So lo rabba nicha, according to rabba, this Mishnah reads like a charm. According to rabba, the whole concern is traveling. The whole concern is people not knowing each other. So you bring a get from one Medina, you get from England to France, it's a trip. You bring him from one Medina to another Medina, that I understand, but with the Osa Medina, nothing to worry about. But the Rabba Kasha, but according to Rabba, if the concern is the lack of proficiency in Chutz Kitten, I don't care if the get's coming from across the street. In the end of the day, about the dinner and Chutzlarts weren't up to par. So why don't we insist on the Farnecha, Farnecha? So it was the diuk of this Mishnah that's causing troubles around them. Because the Mishnah didn't talk about Ba'osa Medina. The Mishnah just said Medina, Medina, implying Ba'osa Medina, the dinner would be differently. So the Gemara says, no, you misunderstood what the implication of the Mishnah is. You misread the Mishnah. Lo teimah Ba'osa Medina, Medina Sayam. Don't say that the Mishnah is implying that within the same Medina, lo tzarech. Rather, the correct diuk is as follows: Ema, the Medina, the Medina Beretz Yisrael, lo tzarech. The Mishnah does something totally different. The highlight of the Mishnah is in Chutz Laretz, yeah, implying Eretz Yisrael, nah. Which Rabbi says that's right in sync with my idea. Of course, Eretz Yisrael, but they didn't were up to par. So according to Rabbi, you misread the diuk in the Mishnah. Yes, the Gemara, Hamedik Tanila. That's a diuk in the Mishnah. That a get from Eretz Yisrael doesn't require b'fai nechtav, says the Gemara. It says that black and white. A navy get Eretz Yisrael ain't otzach lo b'fai nechtav, b'fai nechtav. We've been speaking about that in the Ian Shirim. A get that comes from Eretz Yisrael, that's the issue when you don't say b'fai nechtav. That's when you wait for trouble, or hope there won't be trouble, and you do kiddush shtaros later. So why do I need a deal in a Mishnah to tell me what is explicit in the Mishnah? The Rabbi has to explain every line.
Didn't say the Mishnah.
So the Gemara is trying again. The Gemara is trying to figure out what is the deal. There seems to be something that's being implied in that phrase of maybe get medina sayam, implying that this is the case, but other somewhat similar cases don't require. So we thought that the somewhat similar case is if it's within Osa Medina. That's the highlight of the Mishnah. So Rab says not true. It's within Osa Medina, Taka, do have to say it. What the Mishnah meant to imply is Medina Sayam, and God just the Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says, I know that already. The Gemara says, no, I wouldn't have known 100%, but I was just reading the Mishnah. If it was just the Mishnah Yeshua, you didn't have Rab fill you the details, you may have said as follows. That means if a get was delivered from Eretz Yisrael and the fine nechtav wasn't said, so we'll deal with it a little bit more leniently than otherwise. But lechetchila, he's supposed to say even Eretz Yisrael, kamash b'lan, Eretz Yisrael and b'fai nechtav don't mix. There's no reason to say it, no need whatsoever to say it. It comes to Gemara now and does literally an about face. It's going to sound like, because you're looking in a mirror, it sounds like the same shachta type just backwards. Because the ikah the most of the There are others who presented the question from the Mishnah in the entirely different way. Remember, the Mishnah is highlighting a case that does need, implying that other cases don't need. What were those other cases that don't need? So, in the Moksila, there are some of them where the different version as to what the question was. The Duke started out by saying, when you're coming from Chutz Laretz, then you need to find Echna. But if you're married to Yisrael, then you don't need, even though you're traveling from different parts of Eretz Yisrael. So you're going from the Mishnah to other sages explain, Eretz Yisrael was divided almost like the three jurisdictions. There was Eretz Yehuda, the southern part, there was the Galilee, the northern part, there was Eber Yarden. So comes the Gemara and says, if you're Medina Levine of Eretz Yisrael, you don't need it. The Rabbah needs, according to Rabbah, that's great. According to Rabbah, I don't care how far you travel. According to Rabbah, a get that starts from a place where the proficient based in doesn't require a fine echna, but the Rabbah Kasha. But according to Rabbah, wait a second, according to Rabbah, the Chori have a problem. So says the Gemara, no, you have to change a little bit. Lo tema medina lemedina Eretz Yisrael lo tzorich. Don't say that from one place in Eretz Yisrael to another place you don't require it. We're playing with us now and saying, maybe you do require it. Maybe even according to Rabbah, you require it. Maybe what the Mishnah means to imply is that if you're within the same Medina in Chutz Laretz, then there's no need. And according to Rabbah, it's not really Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz Laretz that's so important. It's location. Are we close or are we not close? About Medina, Medina, Eretz Yisrael, Mike, Tzorich. Are you going to tell me, says the Gemara, that from one Medina to another in Eretz Yisrael, you have to say before Echtav? Can anybody say such a thing? Listen, maybe Medina, Medina, Stam. The Mishnah should have said it. The Mishnah should have said it. If you're coming from one place to another, say before Echtav. The Gemara says, no. La'olam, Medina, Medina, Eretz Yisrael, Namlotar. Eretz Yisrael gets a pass. No get in Eretz Yisrael ever requires before Echtav. Why? Because that whole concern of Rabbah, that ain't any Mitzvah L'kaimo, doesn't exist in Eretz Yisrael. The cave and the Ika Oli Regolim, Meshkach Shechichi. This is the punchline. We mentioned this already day one when we started the Mishnah. So we cheated, we jumped ahead to dollar a day. It took the Gemara 3 months to discover, to realize that in Eretz Yisrael, there never was, never is. There's no concern whatsoever, simply because of traffic. People moving around, people are over the regga, people know each other, they stay in each other's houses, people recognize each other's signatures. And therefore, a get emanating from Eretz Yisrael never requires a fine echdav. It says the Gemara, Teinach b'sman she'beis ha'mikdash kayam. That was true in the days of the Beis ha'mikdash. B'sman she'ein beis ha'mikdash kayam, the Mishnah was written already in the days of Yehuda HaNasi, years after the Korban. But there's no Aliyah L'Regel, so that undermines the entire safety net for getting that are coming from Eretz Yisrael. And it's the Gemara now, even though it's true that some of the reality on the ground have changed, there's no Aliyah L'Regel anymore, came to Ika, but they didn't decree Meshkech Shechei. There still was a system of what they did in Eretz Yisrael that was much more kavua, was much more set up. So you may remember the words at the beginning of Sechus Ksubas, that they had systems that were much more established in terms of what they did in Kavuim, and therefore people did travel. People went for the Torah, people went for other things, and therefore we could still breathe a sigh of relief that Eretz Yisrael is exempted from this entire takana of a fine echta. So we have finished, not quite finished the entire Mishnah. We finished the Diyukim of Medina Medinas. Sounds a little bit Lenny Chris of Megillah. We finished all the Medinas, and now we have one more step to go. So Tanya, we learned again in that Mishnah. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Afilu Mehagmonia Lagmonia. Rav Shimon Gamliel adds that you have to say before Nechta, before Nechta, even within the same place, even within the same city, it's two different governments. We're going from one to another. What does that mean? Remember, your Achaz Ha'isa Be'eretz Yisrael was a city, a particular city that it had in mind, the Sasi Yishma, Bahayu Babeis Hegmonias. There were two different governments that were in control, Shemak Pid and Zalzeh, and they did not permit people to go from one end to another. It wasn't simple to travel. The two examples that usually are given, the example of Berlin, East Berlin, West Berlin, back in the old days. My kids wouldn't even know what I'm talking about, but that model. And then those who are older remember the model of Rahav Velf Abdullah from Shalayim before 1967. So there was east and there was west, and it was very much Pid and Zalzeh. Nobody was traveling one to another. The Gemara says, we have such a setup, it can be the same city, but you still have to say before Nechem. The question is why? According to Rava, I understand totally why you have to say Fine Echta, even though it's literally across the street. Nice, nobody can go there. I was joking with Rabbi Newberg the other day. We're getting the principles ready. So we're talking about the Kiyum Shtaros. So I happened to bump into them on the a long briar cliff. So you know where the line of demarcation of Bergen County is. So Rabbi Newberg's house is technically on the Teaneck side. If you go across the street, it's on the Bergensfield side. So I waved him across the street and I said, we're now in Beis Hagmanius. I don't know if feed themselves there, but definitely Beis Hagmanius. So comes the Gemara and says, the Rava Nicha, the Rava Kasha. The Gemara says that requirement of saying Bifari Nechtav on literally two sides of the street, because they're mocking one another, that makes a lot of sense in Rava's worldview of Bifari Nechtav. Because if the goal of Bifari Nechtav is to identify signatures or to avoid the requirement to identify signatures, if you're on Beis Hagmanius, that makes a lot of sense. According to Rava, it's just wrong. What am I saying Bifari Nechtav for? Mach partly whether people are machbid or not machbid. If at the end of the day it's Eretz Yisrael, why the need for Bifari Nechtav? So it's, and now the Gemara is going to make a total and complete reversal, an about face on the last two blocks. Comes the Gemara and says, don't worry, we're still worth it. The last two blocks, the Gemara is going to make a startling discovery. Rabbah is like the Rabbah. That Rabbah never disagreed with Rabbah. Rabbah's reason is for sure right. Everybody agrees that the basic reason for Bifari Nechtav is because of in Eretz Yisrael. What Rava simply disagreed with is that there's another reason. There's an additional concern of Lishma, which Rava didn't think was correct. And the whole of Achlokas Rava and Rava was, is that every once in a while you find a case where Rava's reason of Edom doesn't apply. Do you have to be concerned with the secondary reason as well? That's the whole Achlokas. So for the last two blocks, we thought Rava's in his corner, Rava's in his corner. Rava thought Rava was wrong, Rava thought Rava was wrong. Everyone's fighting to the finish. Who's reason is right? It takes a little more toned-down approach to the Machlokes. Everybody agrees that Rava's concern is correct. And therefore, a get from one side of the city to another, if the government's a Machmid, I don't care if it's in the heart of Eretz Yisrael, still requires Bifari Nechtav. So what's the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina, once Rava agrees to Rava, some of the nafkaminas that we rattled off back at the base now fell by the wayside. So we revamped the nafkamina list. It went down a little bit. One important nafkamina would be, what if two shalichim come with a get? So according to Rava's reason of ain edim tzur b'kaimo, there's really very little to be concerned with. We have two edim. So if and when there's a problem, we'll do kim shar, so two edim. So if you're just a Rava person, then there's no need to say b'fai nafkam. But if in the back of your mind, you're still a Rava person also, if you think that there's an additional layer of concern, I don't care if 100 shlichim ring it, if we're still worried, we better find out whether it was written Lishma. So that's one potential nafkamina. Another nafkamina is, the Osa Medina, the Medina Sayyam. If you're in the same Medina, the Medina Sayyam. So if you're only a Rava person, what's it to worry about you? Around the corner, you find Eidim to the Kaimo. But if you're a Rava person who's also concerned with Lishma, then you're going to require it there as well. So at the end of the day, Rava is the bigger machmir than Rava. Rava says there's one reason alone to a Fine Nechtav, because of Eidim to the Kaimo. If you can overcome that concern, either with having two shlichim or being in the same Medina, if there's nothing to worry about, there's nothing to worry about. So Rava added on the OJ Shloimah, you have to also ask yourself, this is get coming from a place where there's a concern of Lishma. Well, we're going to see the Gemara is going to explain that we don't want to start to split between the two. That the Takana was Bifari Nechtav for a variety of reasons. And once the Takana is in place, we're not going to start saying that one versus the other. So today, now that the Gemara concluded our Mishnah, the Gemara makes it travel to the next Mishnah. The Gemara says, let's try to bring a proof to Rabba Rabba. And one of the bizarre examples of Bifari Nechtav. Up till now, we've been talking about fairly straightforward. But Tzadan, 4 months in the bottom. Tzadan, they didn't get me to say, the Eino Yachaloma Bifari Nechtav. A person brings a get me to say, and cannot say the words Bifari Nechtav. So the Gemara's going to question him. He can't say, open up his mouth and say the word, but he can't say, because he didn't see the get. That's exactly what we're worried about. What does that mean you can't say the words? So in Yeshua of Eidim Yiskayim Echadim, so says the Mishnah a little bit later on in the test, that if in fact you cannot say it, for whatever that technical reason is, So then we have to fall back on a second solution, the safety net of Kiyum Shtaros. So we'll just we'll hope and pray we'll find someone who's going to recognize the signatures, and we'll do like Kiyum Shtaros. So the Gemara references the sugya later on the test and says, wait a second. We discussed this mission on the test, and we posed the challenge. What do the words mean? You can't say it. So the Gemara thinks that it must mean a person who can't talk, physically can't talk. What would that mean? So Ilay Mecheresh at the top of him and out. Maybe it's referring to a Cheresh. A Cheresh, although sometimes you know, we use it to mean someone who's just deaf, and actually the word Cheresh in Halacha usually conjures up the image of somebody who is a deaf mute, someone who's Eino Shomea Ve'Eino Medaber. So is that what the Mishnah means? That the Shaliach who brought the deaf is someone who cannot speak, cannot hear, he's a Cheresh, and therefore we have no choice. Obviously, you can't literally say the funny Nechdom. The Tosas of the whole spot, the whole discussion here. But if he can't say it, I'm taking a piece of paper and write it down. If somebody knows how to write it, can write it down and find out by Nechdom. So a whole load of discussion about the funny Nechdom, funny Nechdom, Bechsav, and Edis Bechsav in general. It's very, very beyond the scope of our discussion right now. Hopefully, it's Hashem in a few weeks from now, when we get to these sugyas, maybe a few months from now, we get to these sugyas. But Ian, so we're going to come back to this about why that is or is not an option. But in terms of the actual saying, clearly the Cheresh cannot speak. The Gemara says, really, Ilay B'Cheresh, that's what the Mishnah is talking about. Cheresh by Surekitu. Cheresh could be a Shaliach. Forget about the technicality of the Rabbanan of yes or no saying before a Nechdav. A Cheresh cannot be a Shaliach to be again. But tonight we learned in the Mishnah, in the end of the second part, a Kok Shere Lavias again. Chutz B'Cheresh Shere B'Katan. Anybody is acceptable to bring a get. A woman can serve as a Shaliach to bring a get for somebody. But a Cheresh Shere B'Katan, somebody who cannot speak, cannot hear, showed that somebody who's out of touch with reality or katan, so under the age of Bar Bas Mitzvah, is not acceptable to be a shliach. Forget about Gittin. They can't be a shliach for anything in halacha. In order to be a shliach, you have to be a bar das, you have to be halachically an adult. So obviously, when the Mishnah says that we're dealing with someone who cannot say the Fai Nechdav, it can't be talking about a Cheresh. So who is this person? Talking about a very, very strange situation that the person brought the get, he was a bar das, he was chad mitzvahs, he was an adult, he was halachically mature, and he was served as a shlich to bring the get. He brings the get and he completes the shlich as he hands over the get to the woman. So the get is really over, but also the other get is technically completed at Torah, but it requires the words, the magic words of b'fai nechdam, at that moment in time, he becomes incapacitated. At that point, he cannot speak anymore. So you have a situation where he's nosom laget, eino yochalom. It's a very, very bizarre scenario, but it does express for us this illustration of somebody who cannot say b'fai nechdam. And now the question becomes, so now what do you do? So what did the Mishnah tell us about this strange situation where a get is given, but b'fai nechdam cannot be said? So Mishnah said the default position is fall back on Edim. So you have Edei Kiyum. But wait a second, how does that work? The Rav Nicha, according to Rav, that makes a lot of sense that you can be Kiyum Shtaros, because that's not forget. According to Rav, we didn't really think there was anything wrong with the get. A get that comes from Chutzor, it's not a questionable get. It's just we want to avoid complications in the future. We want to make sure that we identify the signatures. So Chazal built in a mechanism called B'fai Nechdav. If for whatever reason that mechanism breaks down, it's just not practical because the shliach just gave a cheresh on us. So, okay, never, what do we do? It's going to go to plan two in life. Plan two is regular kiyum shtaros. So we'll scrounge around, hope and pray we'll find 83 b'kayim mishnah. So according to Rav, I understand the flow. You aim for b'fai nechdav, you can't do it, so you fall back on plan B. But l'rabba kasha, according to Rabba, what does plan B accomplish? So you did kiyum shtaros, so what? You still don't know that the get was written in Shema. According to Rabbah, there's this annoying concern, annoying problem in the back of my mind. The get may not be the Shema. According to Rabbah, like the word, according to Rabbah, Rabbah Kimei, the brother did him up proficient. This is a way far-fetched to concern. And therefore, Rabbah said, Kim Shtaros is the entire focus. According to Rabbah, we have a twofold goal here. We have to do Kim Shtaros, true, because Rabbah is like the Rabbah. But we always, in the back of the mind, are worried about the lack of the Shema. What do you do? So how in the world are doing Kiyum Shtaros solve the Shema problem? The Rabbah Kasha comes in and says, that even according to Rabbah, who says that we're concerned with the but they didn't, they weren't proficient, there were different times in history. Sometimes about the dinner chutzos were not up to par. Sometimes they were up to par. In later generations, even about the dinner in chutzos came a little bit better. What probably happened was, and we know this from other cases in the Gemara, that as Eretz Yisrael became less and less prominent in the Jewish community, after the Churban and as the Romans began to decimate more and more the Jewish community of Eretz Yisrael, so more and more Tamil Chachamim moved to Bavel. As more and more Tamil Chachamim, more Jews moved to Bavel. So in Mela, the level of expertise in Bavel became higher. I mean, again, we saw a similar kind of a thing in the last 100 years also. In the early years of American Jewry, so we could probably, I don't know what the status of Gittin was, we could probably say Ein Bekin a lot of things, that there are a lot of the degree, the level of Torah scholarship clearly was not not to par of Europe, obviously. But nevertheless, as Europe was destroyed, when the Motamei Chachamim ended up in America, so obviously the Torah scholarship, the Torah level of luminary in America today is Ein Odom than it was 100 years ago. So a similar kind of phenomenon probably occurred here as well. So la'acha shalomdu. So as the Batei Dinim got better, in Chutz La'aretz, so the concern of Lishma went down. So comes the Gemara, now tells us the fascinating thing, that even though in the olden days, Rabbah was worried about both reasons, in the later years, Rabbah wasn't so worried anymore about Lishma. So the Gemara says, wait a second, if that's true, that all of a sudden Lishma is not such a concern anymore, so Yochel Nami. So then you should never have to say before Nechtav anymore for Lishma purposes in Chutz La'aretz. Why does the Gemara tell us a story, a shaliach who became a chayrish after he had it again? That's the case that described it, but they didn't get any smart. He said, why did the Gemara just say, why did the Mishnah just say that after a certain time in history, the game's over, there's no more Lishma concern? He says, no. Gezeirish miyachta davlatul kulo. Says the Gemara, even Rabbah, who admits that, yes, but the dinim are at a high level now, but Rabbah was afraid to tamper with his gezeir. Rabbah said, right now they're at a higher level. We don't know what's going to happen in the future. It's a great testament to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is always the Makom Torah. It could be that right now, maybe things aren't so great in Eretz Yisrael, but Eretz Yisrael is always coming back. Eretz Yisrael is eventually going to come back. Chutz La'aretz comes and goes. So right now, there are great Tamil Chachamim in Chutz La'aretz. What's going to happen in 50 years from now? Nobody knows. I was literally just telling over the story yesterday to my Tamidim about Mechir Chometz. We were part of this, about the Minsk story, that I was asked to do a Mechir Chometz, one of the camps or something in Minsk. So I said, what do you need for? Find someone to do it. There's nobody in all the city of Minsk who knew how to write a document for Mechir Chometz. So I spoke about it. I remember that year in Pesach. I said, 100 years ago, Minsk was an era of envious role. There were thousands of Rabbanim and the Rechamim, but they didn't. And now I have to come to New Jersey to get somebody to email you a text for Mechir's comments. Kachi Darka Shal Chutz La'aretz. Things, they come and go in Chutz La'aretz. So this is here for permanently. That's what Rabbah was concerned. Zer Shem Yaksa Dabal Kukulo. Yehochi the Gemara says, that if you're really worried about that, Enu Yochel Nami, so then even if the Shliach can't say it, how can you let us get away with not being worried about Lishma, that one crazy scenario of a guy who was normal, then became a chemish at the last minute, that's so absurd. It's so uncommon, and therefore Chazal not going to make a special gezeira that Shem Yachzod Ovek Kulo. So when all of those settles, yes, Rabbi is like the Rabbi, and yes, it's true that the demographics of Chutzot change a little bit to make them a little bit more proficient, but we're not going to be so quickly in chutzot, you have to always look over your shoulder and say, yeah, things are great now, but you know, who knows what's going to be in 10 years from now. But if it's a milslo shlicha, crazy, once in a blue moon, kind of a crazy situation, and then we'll be willing to be a little bit more makel in chutzot, it's the official. Okay, we'll stop.
Nice.